and you don't stop. 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 A deep on. And you don't stop.
A DJ Rampage.
A deep on. And you don't stop. 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 A deep on. Yo, praise the Lord for showbiz. My partner with the beats, with the knights on his feet. Buying old records is a habit. I get more run than a Volkswagen Rabbit. You know I gotta have it. I got more props than the cop called McGarrett, who played on Hawaii Vivo and I formed a production company with Show. And J Studio is the lab. But the session is closed, cause I know you got a big nose. Try to sniff out the name. Originality, and that's a damn shame. Don't front, I know I got you open like a pack of tokens. Yo, I put your coat in. I'm not the one to be ganged on. I didn't know it was your girl on here. But no hard feelings, your girl was appealing. Did my share of dealing, sexual healing. You didn't know she was a groupie, but I'ma put you up on a scoopy. Used to live in Forest, my daughter lives on Morris. Used to play softball with my man Horace. I kick flavor like my man Sonny Chiba. Aries is my sign, I'm compatible with Libra. I like the program beats. Diamond D is out, I wanna say pay. Showbiz, there's deals to make. So let's get busy and dig in the crates.
Oh, you don't stop, you keep on.
Digging back on the Rubicon. Sirius XM 141, healthcare for the culture. Serena Williams recently revealed that she lost, I believe, 40 pounds on Ozempic. And a lot of people spend time criticizing Serena Williams and her body. And I talk about Ozempic. I lost a lot of weight. I'm starting to gain some of that weight back. I think I'm up to about 220. I got down to 190 at one point, and 190 for me is probably a little bit too small. But I think 205 is perfect. So I gotta lose 15 pounds. I gotta get back with Dr. Garcia. Well, I'm getting a lot of good feedback. Dr. Fabian Garcia, the medical director at MedHealth Clinical in Orlando, he's allowed us to re-air his doc talks. He does a series of lectures in Orlando and talks. He talks a lot about autophagy, and he talks about weight loss and diabetes management and cholesterol management, lowering blood pressure. And he basically is really a disciple of intermittent fasting. And I think that he eats a meal at 12 and eats another meal at like 6, and that's it for the evening. That's how I lost the weight. When I lost the weight, I went on intermittent fasting and no carbs, and the weight started coming off. I was a person that was working. I worked out 2-3 hours a day at one point and couldn't lose a pound. As soon as I stopped eating carbs and I started intermittent fasting, weight came off. And Dr. Garcia has helped a lot of people. But he also talks about Ozempic. He's a big fan of Ozempic. I have mixed feelings on Ozempic. But obviously, I'm not a doctor, so it's great to have a clinician that comes in. To Dr. Garcia, his focus is that, hey, Ozempic is something that can get you started. That's not something that you want to stick with long term. And we've seen side effects. There's side effects to everything. There are people that have had side effects from the COVID vaccination. There are people that have had side effects from metformin. There are people who have had side effects from Ozempic. And I've talked about on this show, there are people that Ozempic shut their stomach down and their stomach can't digest food anymore. And these people are vomiting like 3 or 4 times a day. Like they're vomiting like you go pee. they're vomiting multiple times a day, which is a miserable existence to be constantly nauseous. I know what that feels like from my time having Lyme disease and being on rifampin. And being on doxycycline, which absolutely shredded my stomach. I had so much yeast overgrowth in my stomach that I literally was spitting up yeast. Like I would just spit it out. It's just absolutely disgusting. It took me several years to get my stomach right of probiotics. and things like that. But Serena Williams, her body has been criticized. I you know, kind of to flip over, I love when I have a sports and a healthcare topic because we have the Lance Day Radio Network, also on Sirius XM 141 and on Lance Day Plus, where we cover sports. But you have people like Jason Whitlock. You have different journalists that have ripped Serena over the years. They basically said she was too fat and too big, too muscular. And I think Serena, you look at her, she's probably walking around at 210 somewhere. She's about 5'10". She's an elite athlete, or was an elite athlete. And she's at a different stage in her life. She decided to get weight off and trim down. People get on her for that. Her appearance has changed. She seems to be using a lighter foundation in her pictures, in her makeup. And that's her business. And a lot of people in the culture and the community, they think it's because she married a very rich Caucasian individual and they make it racial and all of those things. And I don't know what's going on in Serena Williams' house, and it's none of my business. And I don't really care, because I'm here to talk about healthcare. I'm not here to talk about somebody's perception of themselves or how they show up at a family gathering. But Serena Williams, her body has been discussed on ESPN, on Fox. She's been hated. I don't really follow tennis like that, but I think there's an African-American woman that beat a European. These are two top tennis players. I don't even know their names. But she basically beat the brakes off of this high-seeded lady from Europe in the U.S. Open. And they had a confrontation after, and basically the lady was like, "You're classless, you're uneducated, you're stupid." And there's so much racism in that sport, in golf. Not a lot of African-Americans that play tennis. Not a lot of African-Americans play golf. That's why I love Tiger Woods so much. And Serena had to deal with that stuff. Serena Williams is from Compton. She's from the CPT. Like Eazy-E, Dr. Dre, The Game, Rolling 60s. Like Serena Williams is from the hood. So for her to come up and be as successful as she was in life and being the GOAT, being the best ever, really, in my opinion, she's on the short list to be on the Mount Rushmore of athletes in United States history. I mean, she's up there with the Babe Ruths and the Tiger Woodses and the Barry Bondses and the Jordans and the Ali's. She's in that conversation. Tom Brady, she's in that conversation, in my opinion. But she always carried a little bit more weight, and people would talk about her body, and she's very curvaceous. And people would talk about that, and they would make that a part of her narrative. If she struggled, they say, "You're too fat, you weigh too much." People would make comments about her. And now that she's lost weight, people are complaining about that. And I find that to be very interesting and fascinating. First, that she was open and honest and said, "Yeah, I'm on the Ozempic. I need to lose 30, 40 pounds. I needed to get healthier for where I am at this stage in my life." But I'm learning from watching this, people are going to hate on you whatever you do in your health. And I remember when I was 190, I had people tell me that I was too thin. I'm like, who are you to tell me that I'm too thin? It's my body. You don't know what's going on with my body. You don't know what my blood sugar is, what my blood pressure is, what my cholesterol is. You don't know any of my lab work, my numbers. You have no idea. My red blood cell count, my white blood cell count, that's none of your bleeping business. And when I was, you know, 275, 280, obviously, you know, I was too fat. But people will find a way to nitpick and get in your business whatever you do. And Serena's faced this more than anybody, perhaps in the history of women's sports. So I have a lot of respect and salute for her. And I'm just glad that she's getting healthy. You know, older, carrying the weight around, probably not as easy for her. She's a mother now. She's a wife now. She's not a professional athlete. But I find it interesting both that she's used Ozempic, which is controversial, but whatever you got to do to lose the weight. I don't believe in Ozempic. That's not something that would work for Lance Day, because I'm allergic to everything. I can barely breathe this time of year because of ragweed. I'm allergic to naproxen. I'm allergic to penicillin. So medication doesn't do well for me. But if you need to lose weight and you're under a good doctor control, and this technology advancement in medicine can help you to get to a healthy weight so you can be around longer, have a better quality of life, I say go for it. Paragon 7 Studios.
You're going to break that call button.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to bother y'all, but I don't get before China.
That's all you get.
What about my man over there?
He has insurance. His insurance pays for his cable hookup. Only reason you're admitted is that fracture. As soon as we can discharge you, we will. All you gangsters, wash up in our ER like it should do. You can stand out there slinging drugs till you get shot or cut. Have us put you back together free of charge so you can do it again.
Gangster, huh?
Oh, you're not that? I pulled your admissions. You were here in 90 for a gunshot wound. And 3 years before that, you were here for chest surgery, for cutting.
Long time back, yeah.
And see, you're still at it.
Live from the Paragon 7 Studios, the Rubicon. In three, two, one.
Paragon 7 Studios.
We began searching for ways to not only feed, not only bridge the access to food, but how can we fight disease? Quite naturally, that required, it was a must that we figure out how to get fresh produce, crisp greens, leafy greens, and fruits and herbs and vegetables directly to the front door of those families that needed it the most. And so we finally come out with a solution, and we call that Full Cart Fresh. We have teamed up with some of the greatest people in America, our American farmers. And through working with a collaborative of farmers across multiple states, we have created Full Cart Fresh. So imagine this, you're at a farm, the produce is picked and prepared, and it's boxed in a Full Cart Fresh box at the farm. And then through our shipping and logistics program, we ship directly from the farm, directly to the front door of the most vulnerable families in America. We have got families and seniors and children around the country who are hungry, and as well as hungry, are really managing and coping with serious illnesses and diseases. So come along, help us. Help feeding children everywhere through our Full Cart program and the launch of our new Full Cart Fresh. Help those families in need.